good album title to me, especially at this point in my life. Gotcha. The Nick of Time. Can you dig it? Let's go. You don't have to be 25 to be funky, and you don't have to be drunk to be, you know, to play the blues, and you don't have to feel bad just to have a hit record.
Bonnie Raitt always has been a critical favorite, even as early as her debut in 1971. Though a modest seller for about the next 20 years after, Bonnie Raitt headlined concerts since the mid-70s. Rolling Stone's Encyclopedia of Rock and Roll states, and we quote, "Throughout her career, Bonnie Raitt has earned the respect of the blues legends she so admires and maintained a commitment to social activism few other musicians can match," end quote. Bonnie Raitt was born to the breed, the daughter of Broadway musical actor John Raitt, who starred in Carousel and Pajama Game. Bonnie Raitt started playing guitar at age 12, discovered the blues shortly thereafter, left her L.A. home for Radcliffe, and landed in the folk and blues club scene. 8 albums for the same label followed. But in 1983, while she was in the studio for her Nine Lives album, Bonnie Raitt was dropped in a roster purge. Here's Bonnie Raitt with me in the studio.
Yeah, the 80s have been rough for people to play R&B and roots music. Well, because there was kind of a clearing house. So you had punk and new wave and all kinds of different people wanted to hear different kinds of music, and radio kind of got not as open-ended as progressive FM radio used to be,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
I'm basically an album artist, not that much of a, you know, I don't do like dance singles really. And there's a couple of new generations of types of music and that need to get airplay too, and it's just kind of closed down for some of people like Ry Cooder and John Hyatt, people like me. It's really hard to find radio stations to play us, but with the success of Robert Cray and Tracy Chapman and some of this more interesting kinds of music, there's really more flexibility in the playlist. So
well, you know,
it's
that's
great for me. You know, they're playing my record. What can I say?
Don't have to humble yourself to me. I ain't your judge or your king.
That's Bonnie Raitt with the John Hiatt song Thing Called Love from her March 1989 release Nick of Time. That year, Bonnie Raitt saw the harmonic convergence of the critical acclaim she had always enjoyed with concentrated radio airplay.
Good music does come up to the, you know, there's a lot of great music. Paul Simon's records, Stevie Winwood, Bruce Hornsby, you know, I mean, it's not like it's all just dance fluff music, which is nothing wrong with that, too. You just gotta, it's a little hard to fit Anita Baker and Guns N' Roses on the same playlist, you know. I mean, there's just a lot of different types of people out there that want to hear kinds of music, and a lot of the owners of radio stations want to make as much money and sell as much product as they can
just
in the
like
record
the
companies.
Presidents of record companies.
Yeah, I mean, those of us that sell a respectable 200,000 or 300,000 copies, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that we're being supplanted sometimes by the big boys that sell 6 million, you know. Well, I understand that, but luckily, you know, I make my living touring and my fans still come out and see me. But when I get a record like Nick of Time that's getting a lot of airplay and selling, actually, you can imagine my surprise.
The planet in 1989 to 1990 with the radio on, you certainly heard Bonnie Raitt from the album Nick of Time. That's a Bonnie Hayes song called Love Letter.
I quit drinking a couple of years ago, and finally severed a relationship with Warner Brothers that was beneficial in the 70s but not happening in the 80s, and got a new record company, and just, you know, basically my fans have stayed with me all this time and I stayed out on the road. It's just that now I don't have to worry about feeling bad the next day, you know. I mean, I've really gotten away from my shows or anything, but as those of us out there who are the same age as me, you know what I'm talking about here. If you don't watch it, it'll sneak up on you. And the life of a rock and roll musician on the road is traveling all day and up all night. So, you know, it's not like there's a lot of health clubs open at 3 in the morning. You know? You don't have to be 25 to be funky, and you don't have to be drunk to be, you know, to play the blues, and you don't have to feel bad just to have a hit record. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
I know it's hard sometimes, and things seem larger than they are, but if you need to tell someone, that's what I'm here for. Cry on my shoulder, I'll help you rise above. Cry on my shoulder, my love.
Song featuring the National Steel slide guitar of Bonnie Raitt and the background distinctive vocals of David Crosby and Graham Nash on Cry on My Shoulder from the 5 million seller Nick of Time. Coming up next, the woman who once sang Woman Be Wise lets us in on how and why her life and career turned for the better in the nick of time. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and you can certainly find a whole lot more at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard in the studio. This album is ranked number 225 on Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 albums of all time. Before Bonnie Raitt won 3 Grammy Awards for that album, including Album of the Year, she decided that she needed a mid-course correction on the rough rock and roll road.
How many albums has it been now, kid?
For me, this is the 10th one. Number 10.
Why the title Nick of Time?
Oh, I think, it was really the only song that lent itself to the title of the record, you know. And it's a little bit of a, you know, the song itself is kind of the centerpiece of the record. It's one of the ones I wrote, and just sounded like a good album title to me, especially at this point in my life.
Gotcha.
The Nick of Time, can you dig it? I've been doing this since I was 19, and basically radio change, the climate of radio change, so that, and you know, basically I'm not that much of a I don't care about having that much commercial a career, and I just tour a lot, which can wear you down when you stay up late and party all the time.
Absolutely.
You hit about 35, you start looking bad, you start feeling bad, and a couple of years ago I just decided to knock that out, you know, just, you know, a lot of, looked around a lot of my friends, and we've all started to get older, and we just said, look, you know, we're wasting too much time not feeling good, wasting our time.
Sooner or later, your love is gonna make me bleed. Hey, hey.
another great song written by Bonnie Hayes. That's Have a Heart from Nick of Time by Bonnie Raitt. Increasing mass popularity required Bonnie Raitt to make videos for the very first time.
I'm there for the guys, let's face it. And then I've decided to give the women, including me, some to look at. And Dennis Quaid, who's a friend of mine and shares some of the members of my band and his band, The Eclectics, he lives around the corner from me and was just coming off vacation after filming that Jerry Lee Lewis film in Memphis. And I said, come on, I need you. I need to play off. This film stuff is new to me, Dennis. So Dennis Quaid is my boyfriend in this video, which is now getting a lot of airplay on VH1. And so women, line up, check it out, because I personally picked the shirt the man is wearing to have no sleeves on purpose.
Take a number, right?
Yeah, he's very cute. It's very steamy.
Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds on harmonica, Bonnie Raitt from Nick of Time with the Jerry Williams song Real Man. Bonnie Raitt admitted to relying on a posse of Texas singer-songwriters for the Nick of Time. Its follow-up Luck of the Draw had him too.
Yeah, Delbert and Glenn has always been one of my big influences when I was starting out. And Glenn, I just saw Glenn Clark and Stephen Bruton Danny Timms, a bunch of guys. Little Whisper in the Room is playing. There's a Fort Worth band. They're out playing in Los Angeles, relocated over there, and they've been playing with Kris Kristofferson off and on for years. But, man, that kind of music that comes out of Fort Worth, Delbert McClinton, Jerry Williams, whose songs I've been recording and is getting a lot of coverage lately. Mm. Let's hope he makes another record. Yeah, Mrs.
Proud.
Williams, thank you so much for your son.
Has she got a real man or what?
He is really he's the guy that makes Keith Richards nervous. This man is the single-handedly the most power punch singer, songwriter, guitarist, keyboardist, anything you want. He's it. And he's part of Patchy, so you know the guy is bad.
Duet with Delbert McClinton on Good Man, Good Woman from the 91 album Luck of the Draw, on that album's way to number 2 on the sales chart, and worldwide sales of 9 million copies. Up next, Bonnie Raitt reveals her roots in social activism from civil rights to no nukes, her rock and roll diplomacy in the former Soviet Union, and her amazing back-to-back Grammy Award-winning albums. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter. Find a whole lot more at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard, you're in the studio with Bonnie Raitt. Always socially aware, Bonnie Raitt embraced issues through social activism.
I'm definitely a pro-peace, and I've been active in the peace movement since I was a kid. Our family was Quakers, and we used to be involved with the civil rights movement. So peace and justice has been something I kind of grew up being concerned about, and the environment is something that really also, the quality of life and the way that we're treating the environment is something I think we need to pay attention to. And a lot of times the bigger business concerns can afford to buy ads in the paper and put candidates into power that want to espouse their view. And a lot of times people like Jackson Brown and myself and other people like David Crosby who feel that, you know, maybe we don't want to live next to a toxic dump, or we don't want nuclear power to be the only alternative. And in fact, solar energy is cheaper and more effective, and they just, you can't tax the sun, so they don't develop it, you know. So we're just basically doing a lot of concerts over the years, like the No Nukes concerts that became the movie. And lately I've been doing a lot of Central America concerts for Sanctuary and refugees that are coming up to California, seeking a political asylum and trying to get their papers straight. And there's an awful lot of human rights violations going on in Central America that I think the American people ought to know about.
Raitt's 1991 effort, Luck of the Draw, the number 5 hit, Something to Talk About. Amazingly, Bonnie Raitt's popularity resulted in another Grammy, yet amidst all the acclaim and awards, Bonnie Raitt gets crystal clear reception when it came to being one of the first Americans to play in Russia, the site of this year's Winter Olympics.
Carlos Santana and his band and the Doobie Brothers and James Taylor and his band and myself all went over to play on the 4th of July for this Interdependence Day, they called it. It was the first outdoor Soviet-American rock concert, which they filmed for Showtime, and it was to commemorate the Soviet-American Peace Walk And what an incredible experience that was to be on stage with these Russian bands playing through equipment that was so lame. You know, I felt really bad for them, but it was great to jam with them. It's just, they really could use a dose of rhythm and blues over there. I'm telling you, people, let's count, let's clap on the one, please.
Oh, clap on the beat, well, yeah.
We had it was a really good experience. I'm looking forward to going back over there.
They need barbecue, not
and bread. Bring lots of sauce with me, thank you, because the food was just, man.
We're in a night, I'm all alone.
Bonnie found that she had plenty to talk about when she returned from performing at the very first outdoor rock concerts in Moscow, Russia.
Not after all the estrangement we've had. I'd like to see the world truly be a global village, and there ought to be lots of concerts, and people should be able to be exposed to each other's music in every form of expression, artistically and politically. And I think when you get a real picture of what the other country looks like, you can't have these misconceptions and end up hating each other as much. It sounds like a simplistic thing, but really that communication is the name of the game here, and I'm in the communication business.
And music.
So are you.
And music sure seems to be the universal language.
Yeah, it definitely is. And their concern for peace, and they really deserve to have access to all kinds of music as opposed to being closed off. So just on a helping our brothers and sisters out over there that are stuck with the kind of stuff that they're stuck with, boy, it's just as a mercy mission, you know. They have to wait a year for a pair of tennis shoes and 3 years to buy a cassette player. It's just, you know, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
So that's one good thing about stopping the arms race, is there'd be more money for things that people care about.
Called Down to You from Bonnie Raitt's 2012 album Slipstream. Excellent album indeed. Congratulations to Bonnie Raitt for her induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is Redbeard in the studio thanking my guest Bonnie Raitt. In the Studio is written and produced by yours truly for Bearded Fish Productions, copyright 2014, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brune. Theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, on Twitter, @RedbeardRocks, and check out a whole lot more right here at InTheStudio.net.